I'm Navin Eldridge, and this is BPR News. The potential end of the DACA program in 6 months provoked a flurry of responses in communities nationwide, and that includes Western North Carolina, even though the Hispanic and Latino population here isn't very large. The Latino population in the mountains is only about 6% of its overall population, according to the Census Bureau. About 10% of that group lives right here in Henderson County, where they're out in force celebrating their heritage and culture downtown for the second annual Fiesta Hendersonville.
I love it so much!
Yes. Amazing!
The event's a big hit. Dozens of vendors and hundreds of locals have flooded the southern part of downtown. And it wouldn't be a fiesta if there weren't some dancing in the street. Jose Pace is among the dancing mob, and he's drumming on the back of a vihuela.
They're doing a great job with this fair.
Sporadically, his drumsticks smack down onto a big black sticker, which in white letters reads, "Support Dreamers, Save DACA." Even here, in the thick of the festivities, the White House's controversial DACA decision is not far off from anyone's mind. Now, Pace is not a DACA recipient, but he does know a few, and says he can relate.
I grew up pretty much 98.8 my life, good old Hendersonville and the mountains. That's pretty long time, you know.
Around the corner, 18-year-old Anna Manzano is collecting signatures. It's for a petition to save the DACA program, something she has been a recipient of for the last 4 years. She's very proud and very motivated.
I am a super senior at Henderson County Early College. I work for the Boys and Girls Club of Henderson County, and I work for El Centro of Henderson County. I am a board member for El Centro, and I'm a teen outreach. I help my community.
Manzano's lived in Hendersonville for most of her life with her single mother, who works overtime packing tomatoes at a nearby factory. It's been her dream to become a psychologist now for years.
Well, my parents brought me here. I had no option. They brought me here for a better opportunity because we were escaping from a place where we didn't have no opportunities. And Hendersonville looked like a great opportunity for us. And if I were to get deported, all my dreams would be crushed and destroyed.
For Zuri and Well, the Latino program director at the Carolina Small Business Development Fund, the president's DACA decision had a chilling effect on the local Latino community, at least at first.
It is sad, and a lot of people are worried and they're concerned. So there's churches are coming together, bringing families, giving advisors, attorney. Families that don't have that issue are trying to do their best to help with the situation. So our hope is that nothing is going to happen, and DACA is going to continue as the program that as it has been for now.
With the turnout of today's fiesta and with the help of people like Manzano, Anuel is hopeful these days.
I mean, the idea of us to be here today is just to show everyone that there are different cultures, but we are all people. So we are all equal. It's just that we have a different culture and a different language. So hopefully there is a lot of different cultures coming together for this event.
In less than a week after President Trump's decision to end DACA, protests were held in Macon, Jackson, Haywood, Henderson, and Buncombe counties. Nearly a month afterward, area groups are promising even more demonstrations. And Manzano vows to collect even more signatures. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.